In the Hispanic community, there are issues in the debate over health care that spill over into the debate over immigration policy. The Reverend Luis Cortez Jr. is president and CEO of Esperanza, a national network of 12,000 churches, ministries, and community-based organizations. He was a guest during the election and the inauguration, and he's back. It's good to talk to you again.
Well, thank you. It's great to be on.
So what are you hearing from your constituencies? What are the concerns that you're hearing about health care reform?
Well, our constituency is feeling two things. One, we're starting to feel besieged and ostracized by our government. And secondly, we're beginning to feel that we are being scapegoated on the health care problems of our nation.
What do you mean scapegoated?
Well, the entire issue of healthcare reform the last few days has fallen into a conversation about what we're going to do with legal immigrants and undocumented people.
Mm-hmm.
And some political leaders on both sides of the aisle, I must say, are putting forth ideas such as, even if you are a legal immigrant, in other words, you have your documents, you cannot get health care, which is as un-American as you can get when you're saying someone is totally legal, their children are citizens, but if you haven't been here, you still cannot buy into health care. And apparently there's a group of Americans who feel it's very important that not happen, that our tax dollars be not used that way. We are willing to risk America's public health. And no one seems to be discussing that issue. The H1N1 virus, for example, will not ask any child, are you a citizen? So my general inclination is that Americans should be looking out for our public health as a nation. We also have a moral responsibility to try to provide for people, citizens and legal immigrants, within our country. I personally believe that we should also try to find ways to take care of any child that lives within our borders. It's unfair for children to pay for the sins of their parents.
Do you feel that the Hispanic community is being, singled out as opposed to other immigrants' communities that are in the country?
Yes, and we're being singled out quite a bit. On television, by the so-called pundits, what you constantly see are groups of people climbing over the fence. There's 50 million people in our country that are of Hispanic origin. And most of us were born here. The vast majority of us are citizens. We contribute to society. Yet, because of the economics and because we've lost our capacity to have civil discourse, we're the new whipping boy for government as well as the press.
What formula would you like to see for a health care reform bill?
Well, it's obvious that what we have doesn't work. And while I'm not a health care specialist and I don't have a specific health care policy that I want, I am hopeful that as American people see this health care debate and as we move into the debate on immigration after this health care debate, that we can find the things that make us better people and that we can focus on becoming a better nation, taking care of people who don't have enough, as well as taking care of those who work hard within our borders and want nothing more than to become Americans themselves.
Reverend Luis Cortez Jr. is president and CEO of Esperanza. Thank you.
Thank you very much.